Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is Monday, January the 11th. Great to have you with me here on the show. I got a seat here for you. I hope you'll pull up a chair. Now, I want you to sit down before I ask you a question. I want to make sure you're sitting because I don't want you going anywhere. Is this the end? Are we living in the end times? Are we in the last days? Uh-oh. What kind of show is this going to be, right? You're getting a little nervous. Now, don't go anywhere. Here's the answer. Yes, we are. Now, I said don't panic. Please don't panic. Because as we look at this reading from, we're going to look at the daily mass reading today. As we look at a reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we're going to see that, yeah, we're living in the last days. But these last days have been going on for 2,000 years. From the time when Christ came to earth, 2,020 years ago, until he comes again in glory with his glorious second coming, though that period of time is the last day. So yeah, we are in the end times. But I think the reason I want to talk about this today is that sometimes we get so stressed out or bent out of shape trying to figure out, is the world coming to an end? That we lose sight of the fact that God has a plan for us. He wants us to do something today. And really, it's a good idea to recognize that today might be my end times. I might not get another day on this earth. So therefore, I should live each day to the best of my ability to serve God as good as I can, to love Him, to love other people, as if I didn't have another day. Because right now, you and I are alive. But tomorrow, we don't know. So rather than try to figure out, is the world coming to an end? You know, we look, there are crazy things happening right now. Does this mean the world's coming to an end? Well, Jesus said, we don't know the day or the hour. He's not telling us. So we don't know. But what we do know is, yeah, we're in the end times. These end times could go on for thousands of years more, right? Am I living this moment, this present moment, all I'm guaranteed, am I living it the way God wants me to live it? That's what we're going to talk about on the show today. See, I told you it wasn't that scary. You're all scared, and I told you it's not going to be that bad. Because you know what? I'm here to de-stress you. I'm here with the good news. The good news isn't meant to be frightening. The good news is meant to be encouraging. The good news is meant to be challenging. But it's not meant to be scary. Jesus said, I'm going to come like a thief in the night. You're not going to know when I'm going to come again in glory. So why spin your wheels, spending time, wasting good time, trying to figure out when he's going to come again? Right? Makes sense, doesn't it? Why not just treat today as the last day you might spend on this earth and do your best? I'm telling you, if you start doing that, you're going to be a lot less stressed out. So that's what we're going to talk about on the program today. And now, by the way, we're going to pray next. But I got a really cool, well, it's not really that cool, a really unique, I guess it's not really that unique. It's different. I don't know if I've ever had this before. Beverage du jour that I'm going to be having on the program today. But so you got to stick around till after the prayer, and I'll share that with you, okay? I hope you get your beverage ready. I hope you got your beverage. Hope you got a snack. Don't leave while we're praying. But after we're praying, you can step away from wherever you are, okay? Sound good? All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you with grateful hearts, grateful for your presence among us, grateful for your love, grateful for your power, grateful for all that you have done to sustain our lives from the moment we were conceived up until the present time. Grateful for the fact that you sent your Son Jesus into the world. Grateful for the many blessings that you have poured out on us in our lifetimes, and in all of your people throughout the ages. Father, we turn to you and ask you to fill us with your peace this day. Help us to trust you more. Help us to not be always trying to decide or determine when the world's coming to an end. Help us to instead focus on the fact that every day that you give us is a precious gift, and you have something that you want us to do. Father, I ask you to give me the words for this show. Give me the message that you have for us. Please open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to that message and to put it into practice. Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, there we go. We prayed. We talked about the end times. Where do we go from here? Are you still with me? I hope I didn't lose you yet. Hey, I told you, it's not that bad. We can't freak out, right? We all know that we're not guaranteed tomorrow. That's the message that I have for you today. I'm not here to predict the future or give you all kinds of prophecies about the world coming to an end. We know that right now, today, this moment is all we are guaranteed. So right now, we're going to do our best, or I hope you'll do your best, to turn to the Father and to offer yourself as to be used as his instrument and to live your life to spread the gospel, to help somebody else to come closer to Christ. That's what we're going to talk about on the show today. And I'll go through this reading, but you know, it sounds scary when you say that you're living in the last days. Yeah. Well, we are. We are. But again, I said at the beginning, these last days could go on for thousands more years. We could be long gone from this earth, and the last days will still be taking place. So rather than think about that, let's think about today and what we can do today. Okay, speaking of today, beverage du jour. Now, I don't know what you have. I don't ask you what your beverage, what your snack is, whatever you want to do. It's fine with me. I'm just glad you're here and you're listening to the program. All right, I'm going to take a sip of mine. You ready for this? And you're not going to know what this is. That's why I'm going to have to tell you. Well, that was good. Now, I haven't had that in a while. I got to wash it down with a little water. I'll tell you, I did have some water, but I know you're intrigued now. Okay, you know what I got? I've got a glass of tomato juice. See, you didn't guess that, did you? I haven't had tomato juice in a long time, so Eileen and I were at the store today, and I said, you know, hon, I feel like some tomato juice. So we got it, and it's delicious. I love it. Pretty good for you, low calorie, right? No sugar, and it's really good. Whenever I would go out to breakfast, when I was younger, we used to be part of the Sunday routine. After Mass, we'd go to a restaurant for breakfast. But whenever I had a choice of juice, I'd always go with the tomato juice. But, and here's the reason I washed it down with a little water. What I like to do with my tomato juice. this is the only show where you're going to have a guy drop this bomb on you about the fact that you're living in the last days. And the next minute he's talking about how he likes his tomato juice. So, remember I told you I don't want you to get excited. Don't get panicked about this. If I'm talking about tomato juice, we're good. Trust me. Anyway, I like to put pepper in my tomato juice, and I don't know why this is, but I don't stir it. So I just like the pepper sitting on the top. But when you do that, sometimes it gets a little stuck in your throat. So therefore, I had to take a sip of my water. I'm telling you way too much information, but I was kind of proud of coming up with this beverage. I'm going to take one more sip of this. That's really good. And then we'll get on with the show. Okay. By the way, followingthetruth.com is my website. If you'd like to find out about my books or sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. Give Up Worry for Lent. Lent is February the 17th this year. Ash Wednesday is February 17th. So we're only about 5 weeks away from Lent. That book is sold out for the past 2 years. If you want to get yourself a copy, now is the time to do it. You can do that at followingthetruth.com, or you can go directly to amazon.com or avemariapress.com. But I really recommend, if you want to get a copy, and we're going to be talking about it throughout the Lenten season. So if you want to be able to follow along, now is the time to get it. Because every year, I'm really blessed to have this problem, but for the past 2 years, the publisher keeps increasing the numbers and the book keeps selling out. There's always this big rush on it for the Lenten season. So just keep that in mind. If you want to get yourself a copy of Give Up Worry for Lent, the easiest thing to do right now is go to my website, followingthetruth.com. I'm excited about it. You know, this is the kind of plan that, this kind of thing that you don't just do it once. You know, every year, I call it the movement, the Give Up Worry for Lent movement. And this year there's going to be a twist, by the way. There's going to be a little something extra for it. I'm going to be telling you that in a few weeks. Once Lent starts, I'll be letting you know what to look for. But people have told me that book has really helped them to get closer to the Lord and stop worrying. So praise God for that. But it's a process. You know, it's something that I believe we should work on each year, because worry is something that separates us from God. Because when we worry, we're turning away from Him. That's exactly why giving up worry is a valuable thing to do. And look, last year during Lent, nobody expected the pandemic to hit. This year, the pandemic's still going on. Plus, we got another thing or two in addition to anything personal that you may be dealing with. So it is absolutely relevant, maybe even more relevant than it was last year. So if you're interested, followingthetruth.com is the place to go to find out about Give Up Worry for Lent, Let Not Your Heart Be, Let Go of Anger and Stress, and all of my books. Okay, so let's look at this reading now. First reading, it's from the Letter to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, He spoke to us through the Son, whom He made heir of all things, and through whom He created the universe. I don't need to read the whole reading, because I just want to talk about that portion of the reading, because I think that's the message I want to share today. The idea, now this letter to the Hebrews was written, approximately 2,000 years ago. And the writer of this letter, at some time there was an idea that this was St. Paul, and in some older versions of the Bible or in some Catholic missals, you'll see St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Well, the common belief now is that Paul was not the author of the letter to the Hebrews, so that's why it's just referred to as the letter of the Hebrews. But nonetheless, the author acknowledged that they were in the last days, that prior to the coming of Jesus, God would speak in partial and various ways through the prophets. It was very much a veiled message. You know, God was revealing Himself gradually. And then when Jesus came to earth, it was a big deal, because Jesus said, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father," which was really mind-boggling, the idea that people could see the Father with their eyes. The invisible God, Jesus was the visible image of an invisible God. So that's a mind-blowing change to those who believed in Him, to those who believed in Him. So you and I, when we read the words of Jesus, when we hear what He has to say, we actually have direct words coming to us and a direct image coming to us from God the Father. So it's a further revelation. It's a complete revelation of God the Father. So we watch Jesus, right? We see the Father. Little tricky to understand, but it really is a big deal. So in these last days, the writer of the letter to the Hebrews says, God speaks to us through the Son, who He made heir of all things, and through whom He created the universe. So through Jesus, the universe was created. Or I should say, to be more specific, through the Word, or the second person of the Trinity. Because the Word became flesh at a particular point in time. The Word, the second person of the Trinity, the Word of God, existed from the beginning. From the beginning, even before time, again, with the Father. But Jesus Christ, the Word incarnate, or the Word made flesh, began to exist and came into the earth 2,000 years ago. But the Word of God, the Son, God's Son, second person of the Trinity, has always existed. And sometimes that gets a little confusing, but at the right point in time, Jesus was born into the world, and he was the Word made flesh. But now, once he was born, the Father speaks to us through Jesus. But the real point that I wanted to talk about was these last days, you know. And it's very easy to get yourself upset about what's going on. We see things that we have never seen before. And I'll be honest, when this pandemic first hit, I questioned, is this the end? Only because I had never seen anything like it before. Is this the end times? Because honestly, I didn't know. I didn't know. But when people started to recover, and when there was some progress being made, in other words, not everybody was dying from this thing, and it went on and on, it appeared that this was not the end, right? I mean, but I questioned it when it first hit, only because it was so strange. But I think that the conclusion that can be drawn, the obvious conclusion with the pandemic, is this is a wake-up call. It might not be the end, but it's definitely a wake-up call. I mean, did you ever think you'd see something like this before? God is trying to get our attention. He got my attention, and I'm still trying to respond. You know, I've been done with this thing months ago. I was just having that conversation with somebody at my parish today. I said, I am ready to move on, but it's not my call. So because it's not ending, I have to believe that there's still something that God wants us as a world to learn, and me as an individual. And I think one of the toughest lessons from this whole thing is the reminder that I'm not in charge, that I'm not in control. And I don't especially enjoy that. I like to be in control. And I understand that, of course, I'm not in control. None of us are. And we know that. But we go through the motions, don't we? We assume, or we like to pretend and live our lives as if we were in control. And with this pandemic, though, it's pretty hard to do that. And some of the other crazy things that we're seeing in the United States right now, we are very much aware of the fact that we are not in control of a lot of things. And what happens when you realize that? You become uncomfortable. But what does it do? If you follow it through, and this is where the Lord's working with me, if you follow it through and you think about it, you ask the question, well, okay, well, who is really in control? And the answer is God. He's in control. And it doesn't seem like it, but he doesn't need to prove himself. And that's one of the things that we sometimes have a hard time with. The fact that God doesn't need to prove himself. He could show us that he's in control and really do all kinds of signs and wonders and make all these people who are doing crazy things, make them shape up and not be a threat anymore. But he doesn't operate like that. He allows evil to exist. And it's always been a very difficult thing for many of us to accept. Why does God allow this stuff to happen? Why can't he just fix everything? A lot of it has to do with free will. And a lot of it has to do with God is God and he's smarter than we are. And he sees the bigger picture and we don't. The bigger picture is eternity. I will live forever. Hopefully in the right place, right? I mean, that's our goal, is to live forever with God in heaven. But our body, wherever we end up in after this life is over, hopefully it's not hell. You know, hopefully it's heaven. And I've told you before, as long as you try your best to follow the Lord, you're going to make it to heaven. You're going to have to confess your sins. There's things that go along with that. But if you try your best, then you will make it to heaven. I mean, there's that. That's pretty much the way it works. If you don't make it, then you weren't trying your best. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to go crazy. Don't be overly scrupulous. If you're trying to be a good person, you're trying to follow Christ, if you're trying to listen to what his church says you should do, then you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You'll make it to heaven. But we don't want to get so focused on this life and trying to find heaven on earth, even though there are moments when you can, that we lose sight of the big picture. And I think that when we start to obsess over the end times and obsess over this fact or that fact or this natural disaster or this person saying that, which has never happened before in history, or this pandemic, I think we lose sight of the fact we're wasting time that we could be doing God's will now, the present moment. And that's that's the message I want to share with you today. Don't worry about when the end time is, or when the world will come to an end. Yeah, we're in the end times right now. But the end times could go on thousands of years beyond the time you depart from the earth. And just imagine if you wasted all that time, wasted years trying to figure out, is this the end? And not doing anything about it. Just imagine what a waste that would be. And look, I'm somebody who, you know, I tend to procrastinate. That's always been a problem with me. I've learned to not do it lately, over the past several years, because I've started to realize, one thing is I'm getting older. The thing is that I realize that every day is a gift from God. I never used to think that way. And I'd always say, well, I'll get around to that. Yeah, I'll get around to going to confession. I'll get around to reading the Bible more. I'll get around to doing this or that. And then eventually what happens is, more often than not, you forget about these things. But also when we think that way, we lose sight of the fact that tomorrow is not guaranteed. So rather than trying to waste time figuring out if this world is coming to an end and looking at all these signs, my advice to you today is to treat today as your end times, as your last day on the earth. Live today as if it's the last day you're going to spend on the earth. And that doesn't mean go out and party and enjoy yourself and just try to make yourself as happy as possible. No, it means go out and share the good news. Love God and love other people today to the best of your ability, to the best of your ability. And then if today isn't your last day and you get another day tomorrow, then do it all over again tomorrow. But in the meantime, you will have lived today to the maximum, to the best of your ability. You will have lived the life God wants you to live today. Right? It makes sense, doesn't it? And I really think, but you know, it's hard to sustain that. It's hard to sustain that momentum because after a while, we start to burn out. I'm going to live today as if it's my last day. And then tomorrow, when it happens, if you get another day, okay, I'm good. And eventually, 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, a year from now, you might start to lose momentum. And that's why I think it's important to ask the Holy Spirit to bear this, the fruit of faithfulness. That's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, as is patience. So patience with the world, patience with God not answering your prayers, patience with yourself, and faithfulness to give it your best every day. And that's where the Holy Spirit can help you. A simple prayer of, come Holy Spirit, help me to be faithful to God, help me be patient with the world. That's a great prayer to pray every day, and let the Holy Spirit help you to not burn out, because it's easy to burn out, so that you can live every day as if it's your last day. And in my newsletter, in my email reflection today, I quoted Frank Sinatra, because I always love this quote. I know, pretty funny guy to quote when it comes to theology, but it's a great quote. I don't know if he meant it this way. I have no idea where he was coming from, but old Blue Eyes said, Live each day as if it's your last, and one day you'll be right. And you know, that's the way to do it. Now, again, I'm not saying that he was talking about anything deep theologically when he said that, but it's just a great reminder for us. One day we're going to wake up and it is going to be our last day. So let's live it. Let's live each day as if this is it. And then we're going to really get things done. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, see, we can do really good things. And the world really needs more people to do good things right now. We need a lot more light in this darkness, okay? Hey, if you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I would love to hear from you. Followingthetruth.com is my website. If you want to go there, if you're able to become a monthly sponsor of my work, I could really use your help right now. The way you would do that is you go to followingthetruth.com and click on donate. And then you can either set up a monthly profile, which you can cancel at any time, so you're not locked into anything, or you can make a one-time donation to my ministry. As we head into 2021, it's going to be an even more challenging year this year than it was last year for me financially. So if you're able to help me keep going, I would love to keep doing this show, love to keep doing my daily email reflection, but it's really going to depend on your support. And that's the way, you know, I'm not going to say this and beat you over the head with it every day, but I have to tell you that I really do need your help. So if you're able to go to followingthetruth.com to help me out, I would be very, very grateful for that. I'm grateful that you're here, though, and I look forward to, God willing, us getting back together tomorrow. You know, and I say God willing because I don't know. I don't know. I plan to be here. So we'll see. If I'm alive and I'm capable of doing your show, then I'm going to be showing up and doing it. And I hope you'll be able to join me. Remember, we're in the end times, but don't freak out, because these end times could be going on for thousands more years. But let's treat each day as if it would be our last. Let's say our prayers. Let's go out and do as much good as we can. And then by doing that every day, we're going to be doing God's will. All right, we got a deal? Sound good. Sounds good. Thanks again. God bless you. And I look forward to joining you next time on Following the Truth. See you now.